We are learning Mesechus Erevin, Daf Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, and we're starting on the bottom Lamed Aleph on Beis. Amar Rav Nachman, B'shal Torah, when it comes to the Raises, mitzvahs that are min ha-Torah, ein chazaka shliach oisa shechusay. If you give a shliach a job to do, there's no chazaka he's going to do it. You can't, and Rashi explains, you can't be soymich on the chazaka. There's a chazaka, you can't be soymich on the chazaka regarding the Raises. B'shal Seifrim, by the Rabbanon, then chazaka shliach oisa shechusay. Rav Sheshi says, no, say by the Raises, say by the Rabbanon, you are soymich on a chazaka, that the shliach will do his shlichas. He can be soymich even by the Raisa. And like we spoke out yesterday from Taisvis, we once out of Taisvis, that the only time we say a chazaka anyway, shliach and shchusa, is only with makoim, that if the person will not do his shlichas, the mashalech will come to a veira, come to a michshol. But if you send someone to buy you ice cream, then there's no chazaka shliach and shchusa. It just means if you tell him to do something, and if he doesn't do it, you're going to get like an error. If you don't do it, then you're going to be over issa. Then he's sure going to do it for you. That's what a sug is. And still, the shaila by the Raisas is machlokes, by the Rabbanon, for sure, neman to do it. Rav Sheshes, no amin law. How do I know my halacha that even by the raisa you say chazaka shliach etz shechusai? So I'll show you a raya to me. The Tanakh says in the Mishnah, we know that on the second day of Pesach they brought an oimer, the carbon of oimer, and that carbon oimer was matir all the tefuah that grew that year, which is called the chadash, and then its mutter becomes its mutter to come yashan. It's matir all the chadash, all the new tefuah. It's matir. So now people who lived around the Beis Mikdash, they knew when it was Karav. But let's say people far away, had they know if it was Karav yet, had they not been eating Chadosh yet? So it was a Karav Aymer, Huta Chadosh Meyat. Once they brought the carbon, Chadosh was mutter right away. But Varachaykim, the people who lived far away from the Beis Mikdash, from Yerushalayim, they had no idea if they were Makrav Aymer yet. The Halach is Mutar Mechatzoy Seyei Veilech. From Chatzoy Zen on, they can already start eating Chadosh. So Chalamoy, they can start eating Chadosh already. From Chatzoy Zen on, why? Because they can assume they for sure brought the carbon. Frank the Rav Sheshes says, "V'ha'chadosh deraisi v'ktani rechayikim mutar v'chatzos yevayelich." It says that rechayikim amutar, they can assume the carbon was for sure brought, even though they're our shluchim. So we name on shliach oisah shechusa. The shliach does his job, and we can even eat pidat. Eat the chadosh mutar v'chatzos yevayelich. Lav mishum chazaka shliach oisah shechusa. Isn't it a raya that even by the raisis they say a shliach does his shlichus? So it's a right of Sheish, you invite the right to say, Chazaka Shlicha Shechusai. For Rav Nachman, what does he say back? Hossam, no, Kitonia Taimah, the Mishnah says, refers the reason. It says, Fisha Yoidim, She'ein Bezdim is Aslamboy. We know that Bezdin doesn't take the time with this, they do it right away. So, like Rashi explains, we're Samechon a Bezdin, not on Shliach. Shliach Ba'alma, you can't be Samechon. Here, it's Bezdin. Bezdin already, you can be Samechon. That's for sure, the Bezdin is not Mes Aslamboy. Stam Toysi has a kasha here. What's the raya from Shliach HaShechusa? Here it's a mitzvah for the Kohen to do it. Maybe that's why it's different. It's a mitzvah to bring a carbon. They have to bring a carbon. So Toysi says even if it be a mitzvah, you wouldn't know for sure it's done by Chatzos. But since you see it's done by Chatzos, so you see that's the raya, that's Shliach HaShechusa. I'm not going to say it's not a raya because Bezdin's not Mesatzel. The Ikedar, another version of this raya, the Rav Nachman brings a raya fakert. Rav Nachman brings a raya from here that you don't say Shliach HaShechusa by the raises. What's the raya? V'yikadar mit orav nachum. No, amir lo, tani taima. It says here, the reason why you're lighting chadosh, l'fi sh'yoidim sh'im bezdim s'aslamboy. We know Bezdin is not lazy when it comes to bringing this carbon. Bezdin, who would lemis aslamboy. On a Bezdin, we could assume they for sure brought the carbon because it's a Bezdin. Hashliach, mashbah, wouldn't be a Bezdin. Hashliach, m'saslamboy. The shliach is lazy when it comes to this job. So it's a raya to Rav Nachman. That comes to the raises, you can't be samech on a shliach. Rav Sheshi Zomalach, no, it's not a raya. Bezdin ad paga de yoyma. Bezdin you could soymech by chatzos. Shliach kula yoyma. Shliach, you have the whole day. Shliach, you have the whole day. But still you can be soymech that they did the shlichus. You can still be soymech that they did the shlichus. Om Rav Sheshis, no amin yalav. Sheshis bring another raya. The first raya, nice that we got out of, because we said it's not a raya either way. Sheshis, no raya, no amin yalav. How do I know that you can be soymech, even by the raises, that the shliach will do his, the messenger will do his job. How do you know? The Tanya, Ha'isha Shiyesh Ola Leida Oiziva. Ha'isha Loch is someone who gives birth in time of Beis Hamikdash, or a lady who is a Zava, has to bring a carbon after she gets purified from her baby or from a Ziva. She has to do a certain process, higher process, and then she brings a carbon. Until she brings a carbon, she cannot eat a kachim, because she's called a Mechusa Kapurim. So what does she do? The day that she's finished, she goes to the base of Mikdash and she puts money into a shofar, enough money for the two birds that have to brew for a carbon for her. And the kahana bring the carbon. She leaves. She doesn't have to be there. So it says, "Eish shalai alei da iziva." Mevia mayit. She brings money. Mesas b'shoifer. She puts it into the pushka. B'toyveles, and she's toyvel. V'yichelas b'kachim l'arav. And she that evening she eats kachim. She has no idea. She didn't speak to the kain. She has no idea if the carbon was brought. But she can assume she brought it, put it into the shoifer. It was done. My time. Olam shem davinu chazaka shliyachay shechusa. Don't you say that chazaka shliyachay shechusa? So you see, even by the raisas, mechusa kapurim cannot eat kachim as midraisa. You see, you can be soimich that they did the shlichas chazaka shliyachay shechusa. V'Rav Nachman, it's not a raya. Hosam k'd Rav Shmaya. Dom Rav Shmaya. Chazaka im bezdin shel kahanim imdim misham. The chazaka, the bezdin of kahanim does not leave the Beis Hamikdash that day. Actually, yichlu kol moish v'shefer till they finish all the money in the pushka. So again, there is a bezdin dig chazaka. It's not a raya shliach oisa shechusa. I just want to stop here and to say Gushmaka thing that's the Gael Maisa. That is here of Nachman Rav Sheshes, if by the right say Chazaka Shriyach HaShechusa. We pask him, actually like Rav Nachman, that by Shal Torah you don't say Chazaka Shriyach HaShechusa. So the question is like this. Someone goes to his Rav Erev Pesach, before Pesach, and sells his chametz. You never went back to the Rav and said, ask him if he sold the chametz? No. He never told you he sold the chametz. You made him a Shriyach a week before to sell the chametz. You ever went back to him asking about if he sold the chametz? Did he announce in Shul that I sell the chametz? No. So Chayra, heck, you were him he sold the chametz.
And
what?
Yeah,
but maybe he didn't sell yours. Maybe he only sold it. He got your paper. He left your paper there. Who said he did it? And it's the Raisa, because here it's by Rabbi Matza. I bittel. You were mevat that chametz. That chametz you were selling. You were mevat it. So chayr is a child of the Raisa. And you say chazal kashir chuzla. They're afraid of Moshe Steinbach. The chayr paskin. We paskin like Rav Nachman. Zok Moshe Steinbach. That's where the minute comes to give the Rav money for selling the chametz. Because you give the Rav money, there's not, it's more than a shliach, it's a pile. Once it's a pile, there's an achiez, it's medayik mashach, that once it's a pile, then everyone agrees that he does a shlichus. Because now it's chesh mishpat shayla, you paid him to do it. And therefore, that's where the minute comes from paying the Rav for the mechir's chametz. This way you know the shlichus is done. Just to bring out the house lamais. Something more about that.
What?
You don't pay him, then maybe you have to problem. Yeah, maybe you have your svara then that doing it himself. Yeah. Om Rav Sheshes. No, minilam. So back to the Rav Sheshes raya. Yeah. So Rav Sheshes again, he holds by the rights. He do say it. So what's Rav Sheshes? This is the last attempt at a raya. Om Rav Sheshes. No, minilam. How do I know my halacha that even by the rights he can say chazaka shliach shechus? The Tanya went to the brisa. Someone tells his friend, you know, I have a beautiful fig tree in my yard. Take what you want. Take the enim. So he obviously wasn't taking meiser yet, or truma, because it's attached to the tree. So what's the halacha? You can take off one at a time and eat it. The halacha is by meiser. You're not chayv a meiser and truma until you make a pile out of it, until it's gemar. So unless you eat a lot of it. So you can eat one at a time, there's no chayv meiser. Oichel mehem aray umaasron vaday. And if you take eating a lot, you could take off meiser confidently that nothing was done yet. You're taking meiser yourself. The baal didn't take meiser. He has no idea how much. No way he could take meiser. He has no idea what you took. But if the baal boss tells you, the owner tells you, mali lechol kakolozu teinim teinasi, he says fill up this basket full of figs and keep it. And that's a certain. We know how much fits in a basket. Then oichel mem aray, get aray, but umaaser and demai. If you take off meiser, you only take off mesafik, because it's very possible the balabas knew that you're going to take a basket of te'enim, and when he sees you leaving with the whole basket, he takes off meiser himself on that, because he knows that you know you might not take meiser. He wants to make sure he doesn't give you the stuff that. So therefore, he takes meiser himself. So since he maybe took meiser off your thing, you only can be meiser demai, which means only can meiser mesafik, not vada. And it's a lot of nafkaminas. If it's demai, then first, if you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to keep the ma'aser rishon and the ma'aser oni because the ma'aser v'chorai, it's only a suffix. When someone has demai and he takes off ma'aser from it, so the ma'aser rishon is mafresh it, he sets it aside and he could eat it himself. He's going to give it to Levi because it's demai, it's a suffix. Same thing with ma'aser oni. Ma'aser sheni, he has to bring up your shlaim and the chumas ma'aser, he has to give to the kohen. He can sell it to the kohen, but only the kohen can eat it. But so it's big enough if it's demai or if it's vadai. So it says, if he doesn't know how much it is, he told him just pick up, take tainim, then you can ma'ase vaday. Malik like a kolozu, he tells him a certain shear, fill up a basket, then you only can ma'ase demai. When do we say this whole thing about amaretz? So the more later on says, it means the owners are amaretz. where the owner's Amaris. Al v'chaver, if the owner is a chaver, oichel v'in tzorach la'aser. If you got it, when you took a kolkola full, a basket full of tainim, you don't take maaser at all. Divrei Rabbi, why? Because you can assume the owner for sure took maaser from this. The owner for sure took maaser from this because he didn't want you to be have a michshol. Rav Shimon Ben Milaimer, who's Rabbi's father, Rav Shimon Ben Milaimer, v'med var amurim ba'am ha'aretz. Av b'chaver, the opposite. Eina oicha ad yaser. He has to vade maaser. Why? A chavir, a talmid chacham, will never take off a meiser shleim and a mukiv, not next to each other, and therefore he zichet did not take off meiser. He for sure did not take off meiser. So we have Rebbe and Rav Shimon the opposites. That's klar for some other sense of the mind to suffering. Rebbe says that if the owner was of talmid chacham, he for sure took off meiser. He doesn't want to be give you a michshol, and according to Rav Shimon, he for sure did not take off meiser because he does not meiser shleim and a mukiv. He always takes mice only if they're both next to each other. That's the halacha of mice that lechatchilas do next to each other, and therefore he would never do that shleim and amukif. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says nirin dvarayim divrei Abba. I like my pshat better than my father's pshat. Why? Mutav shiyachdu chaverim litrim shleim and amukif. It's better that the chaverim should be choishu to chaverim that they took off mice shleim and amukif v'leachilu la ma'aretz tveilim. And it shouldn't be meichel the amei aretz tveilim. Again, the Gemara says later on that was assuming the person picking the thing is Amaris. And he shouldn't feed Amaris to him, so therefore he for sure takes off Maisa because he doesn't want him. He'd rather be over the small Issa of Leiman Mukiv and not be over Lifna Iver and let the Amaris eat Tavel. Ad kan Machagis Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamil. Zokter Rav Sheshes, Ad kan loy pligi ela the Marasov and Nechshadu, Marasov and Nechshadu. Only arguing if we take Mena Mukiv, not Mena Mukiv, but let's say it wouldn't be a Sugi of Mena Mukiv. Right? What makes a sugya mukiv? Avakuli alma chazak asher shchusay. If it wouldn't be a sugya, a shayla of mina mukiv, for sure we would assume the owner took off ma'aser from him. Why? Because chazak asher shchusay. Say, see, even by the rice, they say chazak asher shchusay. Are you going to ask me that here is edimek shliach? So Rashi really burns this question, and he says, Rashi says, Vada have some chinan al balabayze. The Rashi is more to the bottom, almost by the bottom. Vada have some chinan al balabayze. Shehu shliach al kach. Shemulto alav laaser. Mashu noisin. Val yach islam arutz. So it's like here, it's like similar to the 12th week. It's similar to a shliach. Since it's his job to do, it's similar to a shliach. So you see, shliach oisa shechusoy. So it's a riot of sheishes. Zog to Gemara. No, Rav Nachman says not a riot. Rav Nachman also grew up chenin chazad. Omer Rav chenin chazad chazaku al chaver she'ini moch dava she'ini mesukim atachas yodai. It's a chazaka. It's a different word over here. A chaver does not want to cause anyone to do avera. So really, regular shliach shechusai, it's not his cause. Just if he doesn't do it, it'll be avera. Here, if you feed someone stuff that's not mesukim, you are causing the avera. There, a person will not give out meiser. Chazaku al chaver she'ini moch dava she'ini mesukim atachas yodai. You're not going to leave anything out of his hand that's not fixed up. He's giving something to the person to eat. He's not going to be over a lift and either and not take care of it before he gives it to him. Akaponim, that's the end of the rise by Chazak HaShiach HaShchus. And we said, like we pass in Shulchan Aruch, like B'Shal Torah, you don't say Chazak HaShiach HaShchus, like we said over by the Mechiras Chametz, Shemak HaShtikl. But now I want to just explain this Shaila, this Machlekes Rebbe Yom Shimon Gamil. We're going to explain this Machlekes Rebbe Yom Shimon Gamil in this Brisa, if we assume the owner took off Maisa or not. So first we'll explain what's the Amara, it's Chava, what's going on here. Just we spoke it out while we learned it, but now the Gemara is going to just explain this, that we spoke out already. Amar, and said that this din, that Ma'asrim Demai, that the person who picked it, if it's a basket full, he takes off Demai, but he can't take off Vadai. So Rebbe said, V'medvar Amurim Ba'amaretz, Av V'chaver, Oichol V'ein Etzarech La'aser. By Chaver, you don't have to take Ma'aser at all, because you assume the owner took off Ma'aser. Divrei Rebbe. So when it says Med Ba'amur Ba'am Aretz, Avachava, what does that mean? Hay Amaretz the Kamalei Laman. Who is that Amaretz? Ilema the Kamalei Amaretz Chavrei. If it means Amaretz was talking to his friend Amaretz, who's picking it. So Ma'asin Demai Mitzayis, when you tell him he has to be Ma'asin Demai, the Amaretz is not going to listen. The Amaretz trusts his own Amaretz. He's not going to take off Demai. So El Ba'amaretz the Kamalei Chava. So the Rashi is talking about a case where a Chaver was picking in the Amaretz's field, and we said it, the Amaretz, then the Chaver, Ma'asrim Demai, when it's a Kalkala. Amos Seifa, Nirin Devarim Devri Abba, it says in the Seifa that Rebbe said, I like my Pshat better than my father's Pshat. Why? It's better that chaverim takes shlomo lamukav while chilu am aretz tefelim. So am aretz by Yosam. We just said that it wasn't am aretz was picking. It was a chava was picking. Like we said just in the ratio that we tell the guy to ma'asad mai. That's not an am aretz. That's a chava. So what do you mean when it feed am aretz? Who's picking in the field there? It's a chava, not am aretz. Am aretz by Yosam. Am Ravina ratio of am aretz and chava. Ratio when am aretz. Who told the chaver to pick? And sefer bechaver shama aretz, bechaver achashayim. The sefer doing a chaver that told the am aretz to pick like a kala, and a different chaver heard what's going on here. And now this chaver wants to eat the peiros from this am aretz, and the am aretz is letting him eat it. And the question is, do we assume that it was gemaisa or not? So Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds oisa chaver oichav and tzarchal asra. Rebbe holds that chaver could eat, it means this the third person here, he could eat it, why? The vaday isurim asar hu chava kam olayim. For sure, the first chaver, the owner, took off maisa. Like we said, he's not going to be maichel, am aretz, tevel. He for sure took off maisa. He don't want to be, make him l'iver to the am aretz. Rosh Hashemil oimer, lo yoichel achi ya'aser. You cannot eat till you take off maisa. L'fishol nechstu chaverim litroim shleina mukav. Because a chaver would not take off maisa if it was not next to his maisa. He's not going to take off maisa in his house on someone doing something in the field. Gatzah halacham, either medarabano, medaraisa, they have to take off min ha-mukav. V'amu la-Rebbe, Rebbe answers back, mutav, sheyechtu chaverim litroim shleina mukav, v'yechilu ha-maras tveilim. It's better, he should be over this issa of leina mukav, and not feed ha-maras tveilim. So the Maikam Mithli, what's the beer on Machloikis, Rebbe Yom Shimon Gamil? Rebbe Savar, Nichilei Lechover, the La'avid Hu Issa Klila, it's better for the Chover that he should be over a Isser, a Leichta Isser, a light Isser, the Isser of Muna Mukif, Lelevad Amma Oretz Isu Rabba. It shouldn't cause Amma Oretz to be over the Isser of Teva, which is much Chomadig Isser. Could be a Mistay Shemayim even, it's a much Chomadig Isser. Yom Shimon Gamil Savar, Nichilei Lechover, it's better to have lava or su rabba, but you, he himself, will is good lava. Look at yourself. For you, yourself, you don't really have any asurim. And it's better if you shouldn't be over a small isser, than you should be over a big isser. That's the machlokes Rebbe. Rebbe says, it's better you over a little isser and save the guy from a big isser. She goes, no, you don't do anything, and you don't care about the other person. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, actually, that Tosis asks from, that says is, in omrim la'odom chatei, talking about there where someone put something in the oven before Shabbos and it's a cook, right? Someone wants to take something out to save him the Isser of Bishl on Shabbos. But you're being over a small Isser of Reida Sapat. Says you don't have to do that. You don't have to do a bear to save that guy. I hear we see if you want on the omen, you could do it. So Tosis answers, one of the truths of me is that there, that guy caused it to himself. He did the Isser himself. So I don't have to do an Isser to save him. He did the Isser to himself. My Shaken over here, no one did anything. No one. He didn't do it to himself. You're serving guy things. So it's better that you shouldn't cause the Isser Rabbah and you should take Shleim HaMukav. That's Tosis Teretz to this Kasha.